Lightspeed. Greetings. This is Stefan Rudnicki, producer of the Lightspeed podcast. I was first made aware of We Will Teach You How to Read, We Will Teach You How to Read by Carolyn M. Yoakum when I was alerted by John Joseph Adams, the magazine's owner and editor, a couple of months ago, that he was planning to publish this story and was considering including a podcast. He called it an audio challenge. My first reaction upon reading the manuscript was, "Oh, no way in." Well, my better self rebelled against dismissing the idea without some further consideration, and I initiated a correspondence with the author, wherein she explained the philosophical, narrative, and emotional underpinning of the story. And I became convinced that, despite the challenge, the story had the potential of actually being more effective in audio than on the printed page. In addition to taking part myself, I enlisted the talents of this month's featured narrators. Ruth Wallman, with whom I attended Columbia University as an undergrad and later Yale Drama School. Welcome, Ruth. And Allison Bell-Buse, the coordinator, occasional host, and director of many a Lightspeed podcast. As a final element in the mix, the author agreed to chime in as well. So stand by for the result right after this message.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's Journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's Journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And now, We Will Teach You How to Read, We Will Teach You How to Read by Carolyn M. Yoakum. Iteration. This is our story. Simplified. Life. Loss. Transformation. Love. Death. Iteration.
The first time you get our message, you only find one thread. It
this
mimics your language
story,
in its simplest
simplified.
Form, a single strand of words
Life,
laid end to
loss,
end. You will have to work hard if you want to understand us properly.
Love,
you must
death,
learn to hold
iteration.
More than one thread of language simultaneously in your mind. Don't worry, we
this
will help you develop the skills
story,
you need.
Simplified.
We will keep one simple thread unchanged.
Life.
At first,
loss,
you will glance back and forth between these words and those.
Love,
your attention is
death,
a strange skittering
iteration.
Thing, but we believe you can learn with repetition. For you, we are relearning how to teach.
This is our
you
story.
You can hear
simplified.
Musical chords of multiple notes, even
Life,
two strands of differing
loss,
lyrics for short stretches of song. It helps to memorize
Love,
the words.
Death,
your mind has
iteration.
A strange divide between learning and knowing. Read both columns, please. Every time.
Can you commit our simplified story to memory?
Just this is our
see
story,
the shape of the
simplified.
Words and know what is there. You
Life,
have so little bandwidth.
Loss,
there might not be any other way. It is
love,
not ideal,
death,
but we are desperate.
Iteration.
We will repeat to help you understand.
This is our story simplified.
We read three times in the course of our lifespan, once with our parents to learn the story, once alone to add to the threads, and once with our children to teach them history, science, philosophy, art. All we have ever known is here, in one thread or another, trapped in what, for you, would be a cacophony of overlapping words.
If this both sides story, are simple, can you do it? A series life, of moments, the passing loss, of parents, from reader to writer, a new love, generation, to persist death, when we're gone. Our story iteration continues. We sense your struggle.
Is
it is still simplified, too much. Have you memorized life, our story simplified? Can you loss, hear it in your head? You are such strange creatures to have two eyes and yet to focus love, on only one thing at a time. You can't death, read the words on the other side of the page, so you have
iteration,
to simply know them. Recognize them
story,
from the shape
simplified,
of the lines. Sound would life, be easier, yes. You make far better use of your ears
loss,
as independent sensory organs than you do your eyes. But we are determined to teach you to
love,
read. Simpler still,
death,
can you at least hold two identical lines
iteration,
in your head?
This is
our story simplified.
Life,
loss, transformation, love, death, iteration. Feel the doubling
story,
of it.
Simplified.
Hear it in two different voices. Somehow
life,
split your single focus of
loss,
attention into two. Do you see how they match? How they resonate
love,
with each other? Go back up and
death,
look again. Try to capture the sensation of reading
iteration,
both at once, even for a moment. Life.
You are ancient and we are fleeting. Such a luxury to have so much time that you need not rush through everything at once. And yet, you are so horribly inefficient to not make more of the time you have. Think what you could do in a single lifetime if you could read more than one thread at once. Think more thoughts at once. Hold more experience in every moment.
You have a game with pictures.
This is
trying
our
to spot
story
the differences,
simplified.
Your eyes darting back and forth between them. It is harder
life,
with text. Don't focus on individual
loss,
words in each line, but look at the space between them. Know what both
love,
sides say. Hold it
death,
all in your head. Perhaps don't
iteration,
even quite focus your vision.
This is
our story,
story
with variations.
Simplified.
Life, loss. Inspiration,
love,
death, new
iteration,
translation.
Go
this
back and try to read it
simplified,
all at once.
Life,
hold both versions in your head.
Loss,
we are only asking you to read two threads, but we ourselves can do thousands. Threads
love,
of love and hope, threads
death,
of fear and death. How
iteration,
many iterations will it take you?
This is
our
story,
terrified,
simplified.
Loss,
life, loss.
Loss.
Transformation,
death,
love,
death,
iteration.
Loss. Our generations are synced in a way that yours are not. Iterations of our story are not staggered, not muddled like those songs that you call rounds. An entire generation reads together in a single voice three times, as children with their parents, as adults alone, and as parents with their children. But with each generation, the number of those who read our story is diminished. Many children refuse to learn their parents' words. There are too many threads, they say. There are so few of us remaining. Soon our story will be lost forever. We must find another way.
We
this
remember
is our story,
every word we
simplified,
read, instantly, consistently, a perfect
life,
rendition. There are those
loss,
among you with eidetic memory, but even that is fleeting, a lingering
love,
perception rather than a
death,
lasting record. Insufficient.
Iteration.
How
this
much
story
can you hold
simplified,
in a life as vast as yours? Even
life,
if some threads are lost in the
loss,
translation, is it not better to have a legacy, an afterlife
love,
that
death,
echoes after
iteration,
we are gone?
This is
our
story
simplified.
Life,
loss,
transformation,
love,
death, iteration.
We double threads story, for emphasis.
Simplified.
Contrast death
life,
with life.
Loss.
When you recreate our story, do not love, lose this information.
Death, iteration.
Transformation.
Can you make the shift from reader to writer when you can only barely read? We fear that you do not grasp the urgency. You know our lives are short compared to yours, but fail to comprehend the magnitude of the difference. We read 3 times in the course of our lifespan, once with our parents to learn the story, once as we write new threads, and once with our children to teach them. There is nothing else but this. We live our entire lives while reading, and the time it takes you to read 3 times?
This is our story, simplified. Life, loss, transformation, love, death, iteration.
Is for us a lifetime.
We have been trying to teach you to read for several generations. We are running out of time.
Even in the simplest case, identical threads,
this is our story,
we fear you cannot hold more than 2.
Life,
please
loss,
try. It is important for the
translation.
Understand us
love,
well enough to love us,
death,
to miss us when we're gone.
Iteration.
Teach our story to your children.
This is
our story,
simplified.
Life,
loss,
transformation,
love,
death,
iteration.
This is our story, simplified.
Life,
loss,
transformation,
love,
death,
iteration.
This is our story, simplified.
Life,
loss,
transformation,
love,
death,
iteration. Love. The gift of words we give to our children is our greatest expression of love. We want to give this gift to you, even knowing how hard you must work to receive it. Imagine our words stretched into a thin vertical line.
This is our story, simplified.
And set beside it all the variations, all our explanations, everything you usually read as a single stream of text chopped into smaller pieces and laid out side by side so we can fit it all within our lifespan, each generation adding a new column to the story, stretching it ever wider.
This is our story, simplified. Recognize them from the shape
it is
of the lines.
Too much.
Can you commit our simplified?
Don't worry.
You, we are
we will
relearning
help you develop
how to,
the
this
first time
is our
get
story,
our message, you only.
Simplified.
There's a part of our story that describes finding you, our hopes and fears for you, and learning to communicate. To even fit it on the page requires text a hair's breadth wide, and it is still but a tiny fraction of our story.
This
Without
is
our
story,
story,
simplified.
Life continues.
Life,
the loss,
loss
makes space for something new.
Love,
our children
death,
evolve
iteration.
Beyond repetition.
Death.
We are the last ones holding on to the old story. Our children are making something new. Please take these words we send you, read them, learn them, translate them into something your mind can understand. You might not add your threads and iterate as we do, but hopefully, as you transform our words, you will keep some sense of the vastness of each moment, the illusion of holding more story in your mind than you are actually capable of holding.
This is our story, simplified. Life,
loss,
transformation,
love,
death, iteration.
Even if some threads are lost in the translation, is it not better to have a legacy, an afterlife that echoes after we are gone?
It took many generations for them to teach us how to read. Their lifespan was measured in mere inches of text. It took far longer for us to learn to write on their behalf.
That timescale cannot be captured on these pages. The blank space, the absence of their generations, would go for miles.
This is their story in translation. Life, loss, transformation, love, death, commemoration.
Commemoration.
Iteration.
The entirety of their story has thousands upon thousands of threads. It is history told in moments that seem to happen all at once. It is science that progresses in increments almost infinitely small and yet contains discoveries that even now we do not fully comprehend. It is their art, their language, their culture, everything they were determined to preserve. We have so much left to translate. This is only the beginning.
Give this story to your children, along with everything we have managed to translate. And perhaps, one day, the story will make its way back to the distant descendants of those who created it, ephemeral entities who, in the final generations of their decline, taught us a new way to read. When you teach this story to your children, do not start with all the threads at once. Instead, begin with a single line of text.
This is our story simplified. Life, loss, transformation, love, death, iteration. You have just heard We Will Teach You How to Read, We Will Teach You How to Read by Carolyn M. Yoakum, narrated by Ruth Wollman, Stefan Rudnicki, Allison Bell Buse, and Carolyn M. Yoakum. Audio presentation structured by Allison Bell Buse, edited, mixed, and mastered by Alex Barton.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Carolyn M. Yoakum is a 3-time Hugo and 6-time Nebula Award finalist. Her short stories have been translated into several languages and reprinted in multiple Best of anthologies, including 4 times in Best American Science Fiction and Fantasy. Yoakum's short story collection, 7 Wonders of a Once and Future World and Other Stories, and the print chapbook of her novelette, The Archronology of Love, are available from Fairwood Press. For more, check out her website at carolynyoakum.com. This story was taken from the pages of Lightspeed magazine, which is edited by John Joseph Adams. The podcast is produced by Skyboat Media, and the story and podcast are copyright 2024. Post-production was by Alex Barton at Phase Shift, and our music was composed and performed by Jack Kincaid. I am Stefan Rudnicki. Thank you for listening.